that oftentimes we confuse with brokenness, chastisement, and punishment. Discipline, that is chastisement and brokenness for believers. Punishment for unbelievers only. Punishment is an expression of God's wrath upon unbelievers because the unbeliever has rejected the only sin bearer who can take his wrath. Therefore, when the unbeliever sins against God, the unbeliever must realize he's going to be the object of God's wrath because the blood of Jesus Christ has been rejected. The cross has been rejected. No one else to bear his sin, so the unbeliever must bear his own sin. So therefore, the unbeliever is punished, the believer is chastised, and the believer is broken for future usefulness before God. Very important you look at chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians and look, if you will, in the 16th, 17th, 18th verses. You ought to underline these if you never have, because they are an explanation and a solution to much frustration and confusion when we don't understand what God is doing in our life. Verse 16, therefore, he's spoken about difficulties they've had. Therefore, we do not lose heart. We don't get discouraged and give up in the conflict. But though our outer man is decaying, this physical body, it suffers disease and sickness and it's getting older. Yet our inner man, that is our spirit, is being renewed day by day and strengthened. Resurrection. For momentary light affliction, things that we're going through, is producing for us something. What is it producing? It's producing something that cannot be seen. He says it's producing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, building character, forming Christ-likeness in our spirit, shaping us into the mold that God wants us to be in, preparing us for future service for Him. While we look not at the things which are seen, that's what the world looks at. The believer is to look at what cannot be seen with the naked eye, but the things which are not seen with the naked eye. For the things which are seen with the eye are temporal, passing away, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So that when God takes us through a breaking process, we're not to focus on what we see happening to us, but we're to ask God, Lord, what do you have in mind? What do you see? What is it that you're looking at? All I can see and feel is hurt, pain, suffering, rejection, persecution, or harassment, or separation, or whatever it might be. But God, what do you see? God sees through all the fog and the haze of those things, and He sees what His great objective is in that given incident, in that given period of time, in that valley experience. God sees exactly what He's up to. And therefore, brokenness is always an expression of God's love, and that is the key to understanding. Secondly, God sets limitations on our brokenness. That is, when God begins to target something in your life, He doesn't just turn you over to Satan and let Satan have a heyday in your life. God sets limitations upon our periods of brokenness. Now let me explain, and it's very important you understand what I'm going to say at this time. When we say that God sets limitations, He sets limitations on the time, how long you will have to experience brokenness. He sets limitations on the intensity of the pain you and I suffer. He sets limitations on the hurt that you and I experience. Now, here is rule one with God in breaking us. Rule one is this: God's process of brokenness ceases at the point in which our spirit will be broken. God is in the process of breaking our spirit. He wants to break our will. When our will is broken, stubborn, rebellious, have it my way, will is broken, then what happens? Body, soul, and spirit are offered in submission to the Lord Jesus Christ. So rule number one with God is the breaking process of sending into our life whatever is necessary to bring body, soul, and spirit in submission to Him. That breaking process ceases at the moment or before the spirit is broken. The will is to be broken, yes, but God would never break your spirit. That would render you lifeless and useless and hopelessness and utter despair and despondency, and could ultimately have an awesome effect upon you as far as your whole right thinking about things are concerned. He isn't trying to destroy you as a person. God respects you as a person. And so At the point in which your spirit would be broken, God always stops, halts the breaking process.